A big story in South Africa yesterday. 56 people arrested after ministers, two of them, and a deputy minister, were held hostage by former liberation combatants at the St. George's Hotel outside Pretoria on Thursday night. Tsidi Madia, senior politics journalist at EWN, joining me on the line now. Tsidi, dramatic for a Thursday night, wasn't it? Good morning.
Good morning, absolutely, Africa. And I'd say that there's nothing that I could see agreed, at least until the day, that would say that Thursday would have ended the way that it did. We knew about that meeting. I actually didn't think too much about it. I thought that it would go off without too much fanfare, actually.
What do we know happened, Tsidi? We know that the Defence Minister, Thandi Modise, and her deputy were there. We know that the Minister in the Presidency, Monli Gugubele, was there. What happened, as far as you know?
So what we had known is that there were angry veterans from different formations would come together. So some were from the MK, some from APLA and Azamla. These particular veterans had been at the ANC's Lucini House. Earlier in the week, if you remember, ANC spoke about a breach that had happened at their headquarters. What it was is that you had these people camping at the ANC's headquarters. At the time, they said they wanted to meet with the top officials of the ANC. They had met with the president last year and weren't happy with the progress being done to address their issues of welfare, medical aid, education, all their housing, all their issues about welfare. And then they were told they would meet with the deputy president of the ANC on Thursday. Fast track to Thursday, they go to the Lucini House for a meeting, but then they're told the meeting will be held at St. George's and will be with the presidential task team, because last year, President Ramaphosa did appoint a task team headed by his deputy that should look into assisting military veterans in the country. So this meeting then takes place at St. George's, minus the deputy president. Then you have Monzi Kungubele in the room, Thandi Modise, as well as his deputy minister, Talang Makwetu. According to a video released by Monzi Kungubele, as they were leaving, then they were told, you're not allowed to leave. Throughout the evening, I spoke to several members of veterans, and they kept saying to me, we're not holding them hostage. And I said, but I know they've been stuck there for a while. In the videos that were circulating, one could even see Minister Monzi Kungubele. I found out from them, eyewitnesses reported that he was in the room based on information we were getting from these veterans there. They have a list of issues that they want. There's 4 million that they say they want on reparations each. Again, they want the issues that they've been raising to also be addressed, the issues of welfare that I spoke about earlier.
The timing, I suppose, could not have been worse, right? We are, what, 16 days away from the local government election, and I suppose they are taking advantage of that in some way or the other. But this is ill discipline of the highest order, and the ANC will not gain any favours from this.
And that's part of the difficulty. One can make an argument about timing, but Africa, when you look around you, as far as timing is concerned, we're having power outages. The issues of the day, the local issues of the day, potholes, electricity, water, those very much remain part and parcel of South African communities. And I think in some way, I was actually asking someone the other day, I said, is the ANC bothered that we're going to elections with things in the state that they're in? Are they still just relying solely on the fact that they have a president who polls really well? President Ramaphosa said to be polling in the 60s, and they're just relying solely on that and just using it for the elections. And that's something that they'll have to deal with when South Africans do go to the polls and make decisions and they reflect on how they've performed. One would say that it's also been part and parcel of what's been happening in the country for a while. Think about the July unrest. That was unusual, unprecedented. And it was a question about our security that arose. And when the Minister of Defense and Mr. the President is also held hostage, that's another question about our certainty as far as safety is concerned. Africa, think about the prayer yesterday, the things that former President Jacob Zuma was saying. So there is a lot that's on the go in the country. One gets the sense that either the ANC is just too tired of trying to address all these issues, or it's just, you know, on autopilot, and we'll just see when it gets to the 1st of November.
56 people arrested, several injured, of course, during that scuffle, shall we call it, yesterday, which required net joints to be involved. The 56 people who were arrested, do we know when they will be appearing in court?
I don't know the full details yet, but I expect them to start appearing from today onwards. The normal procedures that you will appear the following day. So expectations are that we would keep our eyes on what's happening in the courts around the capital city, of course.
And of course, EWN will be paying attention to that story. Thank you very much, Sidi Madia, senior politics journalist at EWN.